Hey guys, it's Dave from the Three Little Pigs podcast, and you're watching the Creepy Crap podcast.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? All right, now let's start one of Australia's favorite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome to the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and this is another guest episode. That's right, we got Dave. He's come back. He must love the podcast so much. He's come back for round two. It's Dave from the Three Little Pigs Podcast. Thanks for coming back, Dave. How are you going, matey?
Good, Danny. Good, good, good. Thank you very much for having me back. It's been a little bit, but no, I said I'd definitely taking you up on your offer from the last one to come back and talk shit it with you again about another movie.
Yeah, do you want to refresh everyone what podcast you're from, what it's called, what you do, and all that sort of stuff again, Dave?
Yeah, of course. So Three Little Pigs Podcast, literally find it everywhere and anywhere that I can haul myself off to. This is three friends that we talk a bit of shit, talk about a real life, and we tell some stories, usually about true crime or paranormal stuff or conspiracy theories or just everything in general that interests us at the time. So yeah, that's pretty much us in a nutshell. We usually get a few drinks on board as well, just for shits and giggles.
Nice. All right, awesome. We've covered who you are, where you're from. Now let's get into why you're here. We're doing Black Sheep this week. It's the movie from 2006, goes for 87 minutes and has a rating of 5.8 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. Again, with the theme of last episode, this is a horror comedy from New Zealand.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's about all I wrote. We will discuss the movie from now. So the movie starts off, I'm not doing the whole run through the movie or anything like that, but it starts off with a little country boy and like his other worker and his dad and all that sort of shit. And then it starts off with a sheep prank. I'm doing that in like air quotes because I'm not sure how this was a prank. Is Angus a fucking psychopath?
I'm pretty sure he may be a serial killer in sheep's clothing.
Oh, nice one.
Stop it.
He's a wolf in sheep clothing. Yeah, that was crazy. How is this a prank? Like, he basically takes his brother's favorite sheep that's separate, like Henry had a little lamb, and then guts it, I assume, like skins it. Like, it's a two-part prank here. He has a body of the, like, the carcass of the sheep hanging down, dripping blood when he's trying to find him. And then just comes out going, rah! And then traumatizes him for the next 15 years because of it. Never comes back on the farm. On top of it, his dad dies the same moment. Falls off the cliff or whatever. Possibly pushed by Angus as well, I'm just guessing.
It was a lot to take in the first 10 minutes. A lot to take in.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Because you don't even realize Angus is the brother at first. You kind of feel like, oh, it's him and this Tucker guy. And then, yeah, he's another guy who's like a neighboring kid or whatever. Like, he's just there. He's got a weird thing on his leg. Like, he's got a brace or something. He's not part of the farming family side of things or whatever. So he's just the black sheep. Like, I assume that's the whole play on words within the movie, but is fuck. That's a, what a start to a movie.
Yeah, it went out pretty fast out of the gates, to be honest with you. And it is quite a lot to digest. When it's thrown at you and you're screaming like, okay, what's happening here? Yeah, you're trying to, most movies ease themselves in at least, or at least give you a bit of backstory. Because they don't really go into the backstory too much. It's sort of it's dribs and drabs for the entire thing. So
he has to come back and all that sort of stuff. So he's come back after 15 years. He has a phobia of sheep. Like, to anyone else, he looks like a pussy. To anyone who watched the movie and saw that part, which is no one in real life but us, you're like, oh, okay, that's kind of justifiable why he's scared of sheep. But yeah, meanwhile, we see this where it's like Grant, who I'm going to be like, I don't know, like, hopefully he's not, I don't know what you look like. I hope you don't look like him. But it's like Grant the hippie and his girlfriend Experience or whatever, who like dumps him instantly, which I don't blame her for. Yeah. He is disgusting as a human. Do you feel he looks better as the sheep monster?
Yes. 100%.
It's, good answer.
He's
that was a one-way question.
Yeah, rhetorical question. And you would have judged me if I said the other way around. But 100%. Again, that guy is actually from the Home and Away or Neighbours equivalent. He was on Shorten Street for forever
as a character. So did he look that shit then?
Yeah. I think he didn't have that poxy goatee beard thing and the long hair, but he was on Lord of the Rings as well, I think, as well.
Really?
Yeah. I'll double check, but no, he was a complete knob of a character.
I could instantly believe you. I'd love to see what the Howard Bishop of like the New Zealand Neighbours look like. But yeah, talking about this creepy hippie guy, Grant, whatever. Is this the first time you've seen a movie where they've combined humans and sheep together, a hybrid?
Yeah, pretty much. I said, oh, that's probably the only time I've seen them merge into hybrid. I thought you were going to bring up a word I'm looking for. You've set me up because you put the normal joke for Australians is say that Kiwis are sheep shaggers, and now you're saying, is this the first time I've seen a hybrid sheep human mix? I'm like, well, yeah, what are you trying to get at? Are you implying something? Are you
implying something? Oh, there goes my next question. Since you brought it up without me having to do it, because I didn't have to think of some awkward segue. Yeah, you were talking about that stereotype, you know, I don't know, New Zealand people like sheep or whatever. Why, do you know why that happened? And are you sick of hearing it?
No, I said, I've been in Australia now for almost 9 years. And I think initially I got the old sheep shagger joke, but it sort of ran its course. I think the reason why they did it is because it was, for a long time, there was like three times as much many sheep as there was actual people in New Zealand. So that's where they're like, oh, you know, it's the same thing in Wales. So the Welsh get called the sheep shaggers of England because there's so many sheep there and it gets cold. Whereas in some parts of New Zealand, it gets very cold. I was from Wellington, so wasn't that cold. Whereas down south, they have nefarious practices down south.
Yeah, you got to do what you can, right? But I mean, the movie doesn't help itself as well because you feel like they went the whole movie without joking about it because I guess they're already from New Zealand. They're going to make fun of themselves. Then there's the Angus scene towards the end and you're like, oh. I'm like, if you're going to try to be like, we don't fuck sheep. And then like you see Angus literally fuck a sheep. Oh, Angus. You're setting us back, man.
But Tucker had I'm going to go into part one for character, but Tucker had the best line in the movie. And when they're getting chased by the sheep, one of them says, what about the sheep? And I think the main character goes, fuck the sheep. And that's when Tucker goes, no time for that, bro. I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty much, they brought it up through at the beginning and then
I missed that.
It becomes a to fruition later on when Angus has his way.
Yeah, where he's like, what do you think happened? He's like, and he's smoking a cigarette with no pants on and he's like, I've heard of animal husbandry, but he's so calm about it. He's like, yeah, I fucked it. What's your problem? She's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it. Go back to what we're saying is, and it's not, I haven't had a lot of it. Like it's in the job I was in previously, that was obviously banter was a big part of the job. So I didn't get told a sheep fucker or anything like that. Although if I was at work and we drove past a paddock and they go, oh, you want to slow down for a bit? Do you want to wait here? Are you feeling okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? Just, you know, do you need 5 minutes by yourself? I'm like, oh, fuck off. Like it became no, so. Yeah. But no, so the sheep shagger thing, it creeps up.
A very
here
low
and there.
Level of humor.
Oh, yeah. The low hanging fruit will continue to be low hanging fruit, but I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah. I feel like you brought up anything I would, like, beyond anything I was going to say. Sorry. I don't know why I found that so funny. All right, moving back on track. Yeah, he's got the phobia of sheep. Do you have a fear of any animal?
Not that I can think of. Maybe the odd shark. Obviously, in Australia, living in Australia now, you sort of don't want to go past wading distance over, because I'm over based in Perth, over wading distance before it starts.
Jeez, yeah, there's tons up there, right?
Oh, heaps. And normally
the rivers are crocodiles.
Yeah, and the rivers have got sharks in them as well. So there was
really?
So the Swan River, it was a bull shark, and it took out a 16-year-old swimmer, like it was in probably 2 years ago now. She was swimming with her family.
And,
well, one of the mates.
That's so shit.
She was on a bit of a diet, so she didn't. but no, so there's sharks. So probably sharks, maybe. But
that seems like a logical fear, though. Like, I feel like tigers and bears and sharks and shit like that, like orcas or something. It's like, it seems like it's just a genuine fear because they can take you on, but that doesn't sound like unrational. It's not like you're scared of butterflies or some shit.
No, that would be a good fear to have, or like an unrational fear of tigers, and there's none in Australia.
Yeah, you won't go to the bush because, like, no,
But what if there is one? Won't leave your house because you've got an irrational agoraphobic fear of tigers.
Okay, so another sort of question to this, where experience is the girlfriend, the hippie, the love interest, whatever you want to call her. She seems generally surprised that the shit she's saying to Henry actually works. Do you believe in any of that stuff? Like, if that's not a weird question to ask you, are you spiritual at all like that? Do you meditate? Do you believe in any of those sort of chakras and all that sort of stuff? I'm only asking because last time you believed in the supernatural stuff. So I wondered if, are you spiritual in this sense as well or not really?
Meditation's good for calming the mind down and doing the rest of the stuff. So for that, as opposed to the how I need to align my chakras, probably not so much that much side of things. I haven't really looked into it, if I'm brutally honest. From a meditation point of view and calming down, yeah, it's good. Obviously, even going bush or going, you know, going for a bit of a walk down the water, there's got a bit of a meditative feel to it. So yeah, partially, if you want a better word.
Yeah, cool. Just thought I'd check. It's just something I was like, I'm not really on there, but I just wonder, some people do and it works. You're kind of like, oh, there's something to this. Speaking of other things that relax people. Oh, that was a killer segue. Give myself a pat on the back for that one. Angus seems to be the only one having sex in this movie. I feel like he's tapping the scientist chick. What's your opinion on, do you reckon growing up he tapped Mrs. Mack or whatever that lady's name was? Do you reckon he got
She assisted. She assisted for sure. Yeah. She was the gilf.
Yeah, you reckon his first time was with her maybe?
Yeah, of course. First time milking a cow, first time shearing a sheep, first time having sexual intercourse with an older lady, probably would be her because there was no one else on the farm.
Procedures.
Yeah, for sure.
Right,
Dad wasn't there. Yeah, exactly right. So Dad wasn't there to guide him, so she was, because the brother wasn't there.
Yeah, well, I meant she made him the man he is today, I guess. I don't know why I asked that. I just thought that at one point, he seemed like the guy who would have done it at some point. Pop these out and give you a little nosh. The zombie sheep premise is pretty unique, as we kind of mentioned it. Haven't really seen that combination before. If you could see another animal zombie sort of thing, like there's sheep zombie, and what other animal out of any animal in the world would you love to see a movie that maybe hasn't been done before, like an animal zombie movie? What animal are you choosing?
Well, as you were talking about that, I think the quokka. So the quokka is a West Australian only animal that every fucking celebrity comes over and takes a selfie with. So they're super friendly. You can go up to them and literally pick them up and take photos with them. There's, if you literally Google quokka, quokka. I reckon a zombie quokka movie that'll lull everybody into, and because they're based over in Rottnest Island as well as the mainland, but if they're all over in Rottnest Island, all the quokkas turn bad and turn everybody into human quokka hybrids. I think that would be
And is the motive behind that so people stop fucking taking photos with them and leave them alone? Is that why you're, let's get people scared of quokkas like they are with spiders and all the other shit here. If quokkas add the list, they'll leave them alone. You don't have to see a photo every day with someone.
No, like you've got the Sharknados, you've got the cocaine bear. I think there's a cocaine shark or some sort of crocodile, whatever it is.
Quite a few cocaine spin-offs, I believe.
Yeah, but if you had a zombie quokka, trademark that now. So who was going to take, I might make the quokka, zombie quokka movie just to see how it goes.
Yeah, nice. That couldn't have been more of a unique answer. That was good. Quite a lot of shit that happens in this movie, I feel, is very unique. Like the comedy horrors, like we said in the previous episode, there's a lot of, you know, uniqueness to New Zealand comedy horrors. A little bit more out there with the practical effects and all that sort of stuff. Like they just seem to really be like, let's keep it back with the basics, make it good, looks good. There's a sheep massacre scene at one point. Never going to see this in another movie, I don't reckon. It's pretty awesome. The special effects and the gore, they're great. It's an underrated movie, I feel like. A lot of people probably don't know this because it's overshadowed by the Chris Farley, David Spade, Black Sheep movie. Mm-hmm, but did you have a favorite death scene in this movie?
The face bitten off.
During the massacre scene.
But the dick biting scene was probably a bit much. Like I said, it was...
Come to me, my babies!
the massacre part was like, that was probably my favorite scene, and the face bitten off part was good, but the dick biting was probably my least favorite, for want of a bit of a word. But do you know who did the practical?
I didn't know dicks could stretch that long. I feel like, oh, if I could get it to a point where it doesn't hurt too much, maybe I could get a couple extra millimeters on it, maybe.
These things take time. It's all about stretching and exercise, and eventually grow bigger.
Similar kind of question. I'm all about the animal questions today. I'm like David Attenborough in this, but if you could turn into any animal, which one would you be?
Oh, good question. Maybe a wolf. Sounds real fucking bogany, but or a bird of some persuasion.
That's
kookaburra.
Cool.
There you go, kookaburra. Let's go kookaburra. They like to laugh and have a bit of a good time, live in the trees and
little pranksters stealing sausages and shit off barbecues and stuff.
Yeah. I think I'd go, let's go kookaburra. I think would be,
and then you get to fly path. And stuff. That'd be pretty cool feeling.
Yeah. And you're not hated by anybody. You're not like a magpie where everyone in Australia hates your guts at a particular time of the year. Everyone hears a kookaburra and goes, oh, that's a nice laughter you've got there, good sir. So, yeah. No, I'd go kookaburra.
I love that you said wolf is a bogan animal. Like, we don't even have them here. Like, I'm trying to think how they're bogan, unless you're thinking of those guys who have like the, you know, half native Indian shirt with the wolf head or whatever. You're like the wolf with the full crescent moon or whatever the fuck.
This is Falco. He's a pup. Yeah, that sort of obviously I live over in Western Australia, so the bogan population is quite prevalent. And that's sort of not
a lot of wolf tattoos.
No, I don't have any wolf tattoos. No, I have a koi fish, just to be completely completely stereotypical of a koi fish. So
if you could, I've got a lot of I know we are meant to be talking about the actual movie, but it just got me on a lot of questions that I was thinking. If you could control an army of a certain animal, what army of animals would you like to control? Mm. And attack people, I guess, or just have them move like, fly my pretties.
Zombie quokkas, I think, would probably trademark that one. Zombie quokkas or flies. I fucking hate flies. Since moving to Australia, I hate flies.
Does New Zealand not have flies?
They have flies, but not to the extent of like they try and invade every orifice of your body like they do here, like walking outside.
See, they were ass in the air going, come on, flies!
Attack, yeah, bloody bastards. Yeah, no, I think flies would be good. Flies or zombie quokkas, I think, would be my go-to for controlling animals. Yeah.
Because you could use a fair amount of flies pretty quick, could fuck up some stuff, I reckon. They could probably carry a few things away, like you could take someone's key and break in, or like block a windshield or something. Like, I reckon there's enough to distract someone you hate and they cross the road and walk into a car. Or I feel like enough of them could push someone against someone. Somewhere. I feel like there'd be enough power. Or are you saying they don't have power?
No, they do. Like, but I said, the thing that's got, as you said, it's their power comes in the sheer numbers. So if you've got a sheer number of them, that's where, like, if you've got five flies in my house, I literally will go around with a fly swat and annihilate every single one because I can't stand them. You could ride a wave of flies. It could be your transportation of enough flies to be able to carry you up and hold you up. I think there's something in that, Danny. I think the next horror movie is going to be Flyman.
Nice.
Trademark.
Yeah, just ignore the movie that's already called The Fly.
Damn you, Jeff Goblin. Yeah.
Still yours. What a trademark in this.
Woohoo! It is, yeah. Heard it here first, people.
With the sheep hybrid, would it taste like lamb or would it taste like human?
Ooh, they say that human tastes like pork. So is it going to be like a half pig? I'm not sure.
Oh, it's going like a third.
Depends on how much sheep you've got in you, I guess. Well, if you take half the genes from mum, half the genes from dad. If you got look more like your dad and he's a human, you're going to taste like human. If mum's a sheep, you're going to be tasting more like lamb.
Nice. I like that. You've gone the science route.
Yeah. Because we've got scientists in the movie and it's all caused by a few science experiments gone awry. So why not?
Did you find it strange that at no point through the movie did Angus, you would assume at some point, would redeem himself, but he was 100% villain throughout the whole movie, never became the good brother again. Oh, I'm sorry, I felt bad. At no point, even when they were like giving him chances, he's evil to the bone, this guy.
Yeah, no, he was a complete asshole. I guess that's a point of difference for the movie where you said villains have maybe a good person arc or a good redemption story arc through the middle of it before they make a mistake. But I think it was good. Like, it was good to see something, a point of difference for the movie anyway.
They went against what himself. You expected. Like, you would think, oh, okay, he's a dickhead brother. That one's got a fear. Mm. He'll overcome the fear. He'll be the good brother. They'll be good friends. They'll fight it out at the end. They'll sort it out. They'll win. Save the day. And just no point. Like you said, like, he leaves him, you know, oh, my brother's dead. We've got to keep going. And then he fucking comes back up as a human that he healed because they've got, like, the cure for the, you know, the sheep virus or whatever. And then fucking gets his dick bitten off. And dies, just destroyed. And you're like, oh, okay, no, he's definitely dead. Exactly. So strange that they didn't fucking do that, which is good that they've done something you didn't expect. He falls for the girl, he beats his fear, like all the other sort of things are kind of there. The best friend who gets taken way too early gets saved and saves the day. Like, you know, they all team up, ragtag bunch of people, whatever else. But I thought it was very strange, but nice, refreshing.
Yeah, it was. You didn't have to go, I like this person, I don't like this person. You don't like talking through the whole movie because it was good. It was really, really good.
All right. Well, we've kind of done a quick version of the movie. Like, it's a sheep movie. Like, they basically get attacked, takes over, they save the day. It's a great movie. It's worth checking out. We didn't talk about it too much because we've got a fair few questions, but mainly about animals more than that. But anyway, let's go into the ratings because I know you've got some ratings for me. Now it's time for the movie rating. There's four parts with a max score out of 5 per section, adding up to a potential total score out of 20. Part 1 is characters. Was it relatable? Was it fun? Was it annoying? Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Rubbish. Part 3 is the quality. Was it good effects? Did it look good? And part 4 is the vibe. What was the feeling once it finished? So that's the four sections. Now let's find out the results. Part 1, characters. Out of 5, what have you got for characters?
3. So because I could not stand Experience. She was annoying as all fuck. Like, honestly, the Feng Shui stuff, like it was probably a little bit over the top. Like we talked about it, the whole movie was pretty much over the top, but her constantly going on about Feng Shui was annoying the shit out of me. But in saying that, she redeemed herself with the shotgun on top of the car when they were during the sheep chase.
Potts takes her around or whatever fucking name was.
Yeah. But the Tucker was probably my standout for character of the movie because he became like their sort of caricature of the stereotypical Maori fella that you grew up with. Tammy Davis is the actor. He's played the same role in heaps of different movies. All and right. See, I think I went on earlier about the best line in the movie about not having time to screw the sheep. So
I can't believe I missed that. I watched this like twice before this and I just didn't notice that joke for some reason.
It's in the sheep chase bit at the beginning.
All right. Part 2 is the plot. Out of 5, did you find it plausible, enjoyable, rubbish?
Yeah, I gave it a 2. Just because it was pretty far-fetched. in saying that, obviously, we've gone into how far-fetched it is, but it might be plausible with the outbreak and pandemic stuff that we've had recently. I don't know if you've heard about that. But
I heard whispers of a disease or something that went around.
Yeah. It's like a bit of a cold or something like that's going around. But yeah, so that one was probably the only far-fetched bit that I made it a 2. I was probably a little bit more critical of it than I should have been, but 2 was for me on that one.
Fair enough. Part 3, quality. Good effects. Did it look good? Out of 5, what have you got?
I gave it a 5 just purely because of the practical effects and physical effects like we talked about in the previous movie that we did in the last episode together. I like the physical effects, and it was actually Weta Workshop that did all the effects for them. So Weta Workshop being Peter Jackson's film people and effects people. So, and you can see things of brain dead and bad taste in there. Obviously bad taste had a few sheep things and bits and pieces in it. So yeah, I gave it a 5. Purely for the physical special effects and practical physical effects.
Accurate. I would have done the same. It was amazing. The fact that it's just got a human sheep hybrid monster was amazing. I was like, this is genius. I remember the first time I saw it and saw that, I was like, fuck. I was like, yes, that is a good movie. And
it's a point of difference, isn't it?
Exactly. Part 4 is the vibe. Out of 5, how did you feel once you were finished?
I go 4. But it was because you don't need to think about it too much. It became just sort of, there was no weird, curly storylines. There was no twists and turns, for want of a better word. It became just a sit down and watch a silly movie, horror movie, which had the comedy elements and it had the horror elements and the gore elements. And I think the more you watch it, the more you would definitely see, like you said, the bit where you missed out on Tucker talking about screwing the sheep and the chick, that you pick up on these things and the more you watch it. So I gave it a 4 all up from that one.
Nice. And that comes to a total of 14 out of 20.
Yes.
I think from memory, your last one was 15 for Housebound. So pretty on got a good average there, a little bit less, but that's pretty good. 14 out of 20 is 65-ish. I don't know. But yeah, that is amazing. That is Black Sheep. And before we wrap the episode up, do you want to tell everyone where they can get the Three Little Pigs podcast? Talk about yourself for a sec.
Yeah, Ben. As I said, we are on Spotify, YouTube. Our Instagram is the Three Little Pigs podcast. Find us there. The logo's on there. And thank you very much, Danny, for having me on again. I'll love to come back for a third time if you have us. That'd be great. Thank you very much, man.
We'll have a three little... Oh, I can't think of anything clever. Yeah, go for the hat trick. So fucking clever. I'm not good on the spot, man. I'll edit all this out. But no, you are welcome back whenever you want. We can even do a movie that isn't from New Zealand if you want. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to not put you in a, like, you know, putting baby in a corner here, pretty much, of like the New Zealand corner. Like, if you want to do another country, we can do it, man. You are welcome to do whatever you want.
Let's do a weirdest horror movie you can find. We'll both have a watch and try and break it down the next time I'm on.
I like that plan. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for coming on. He's from the Three Little Pigs podcast. The movie was Black Sheep. Check it out. Check him out. Listen to his podcast. And thank you for listening to the Creepy Crap podcast. Thank you, Creepy Crapsters. My name's Danny Boy, and this has been Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Anytime, man.